After 2 hours of talks, Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas agreed to meet again, possibly within weeks. According to U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who mediated the meeting, both men used the talks as an opportunity to discuss the recent power-sharing agreement between Mr. Abbas's Fatah faction and Hamas. The agreement is supposed to result in a unity Palestinian government within weeks.
It is an accomplishment that it happened because in this circumstance, with a change in the circumstances, I think it is really valuable that they sat down face-to-face. I think it was helpful that I was there. I think it was useful that they could talk about what had changed, what had not changed, what commitments was Abu Mazen making on the basis of his principles. I think that was all extremely important to do.
Secretary Rice, who met informally with journalists before departing Israel late Monday, says Mr. Abbas, who is also known as Abu Mazen, used Monday's talks to reaffirm his commitment to the Roadmap Peace Plan, a three-stage series of negotiations and reciprocal concessions that is supposed to lead to an eventual Palestinian state living side by side with Israel. The plan is backed by the so-called Middle East Peace Quartet, made up of the United States, Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations. Israel says it will reject the new Palestinian unity government if it does not recognize Israel, renounce violence, or fully accept past peace agreements. Palestinians say the new government is necessary to stop factional fighting between Hamas and Fatah. Secretary Rice says the international community should work with Palestinians to ensure that any new Palestinian government does meet those three conditions.
It's going to be, I suspect, a process of coming to terms with differences that are quite black and white and maybe going to gray at some point. But what we have to do as the international community is stay clear about what is required. And I think if we stay clear about what is required, that increases the chance that the entire Palestinian, or at least the bulk of the Palestinian political leadership, will end up in a place that the international community can deal with.
Aides close to Mr. Abbas say they understand any future Palestinian government must accept all previous agreements and obligations in relations with Israel. But Hamas officials criticized Monday's summit, saying the power-sharing agreement already meets international concerns and that sanctions that were imposed on the Hamas-dominated Palestinian Authority for its refusal to recognize Israel need to be lifted. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。